A Natchez woman is among 21 arrested in Louisiana as part of a crackdown on Medicaid fraud. Carolyn Brown of Natchez was arrested and booked into the Concordia Parish Jail. Brown faces counts of Medicaid fraud and filing or maintaining false public records. She's accused of defrauding the program of $416,000 via her counseling and therapy service. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrelly is indicted on 16 felony counts accused of threatening New Orleans elected officials.
Murrelly faces 8 counts of malfeasance in office and 8 counts of intimidation and retaliation for sending letters to New Orleans Mayor Helena Moreno and other elected officials that said they could be removed from office if they continued to make moves to go against the state law that consolidated the city's 2 clerk of court offices. The attorney representing Murrelly, Laura Rodrigue, says the indictment is a misuse of the criminal justice system.
It should be alarming to everybody that this is how the criminal justice system could be manipulated in a circumstance like this.
Governor Landry says he stands ready to pardon Murrelly if the case leads to a conviction. The special prosecutor in the case, Lori Wright, responded.
Well, good. Let's get her convicted and then he can pardon her.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves signed a proclamation declaring July 5th through the 11th as Mississippi Farmers Market Week. The Mississippi Department of Agriculture and Commerce centered this year's campaign around the crucial role that Mississippi farmers' markets play in enhancing the well-being and overall health of Mississippians, offering them the opportunity to access a diverse selection of fresh local produce. During this week, the Mississippi Department of Agriculture and Commerce highlights the 40 certified farmers' markets around the state. Law enforcement urging you to be responsible this 4th of July weekend if you've had too much to drink. Another Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is underway and runs through Monday. Greg Fisher with the Louisiana Highway Safety Commission says law enforcement is out in full force looking for impaired drivers.
We have funds from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that go to our police agencies, sheriff's departments across the state, and they use the money to fund overtime patrols for police officers that are looking for impaired drivers.
Fisher says Louisiana averages between 5 and 10 fatalities during the 4th of July holiday period due to impaired driving. The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 40.09 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.